Good morning. Welcome to the rural hearing on TDI Division of Workers' Compensation's rule proposal. We're taking comments on 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 130.102. I call to order this hearing on DWC's proposed rules. It's approximately 11 a.m. on Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. This hearing is being recorded, so please keep your microphones muted unless I call on you to speak. If you plan to speak at the hearing, please be sure your screen name contains your first and last name. I'm Kara Mace. I'm DWC's general counsel. This hearing is about DWC's rules on eligibility for supplemental income benefits. DWC proposed amendments to make the words in the rule match the words in the statute. Notice of today's hearing was published on DWC's website on August 26, 2025. As an open meeting on the Secretary of State's website on August 27, 2025, and in the Texas Register on August 29, 2025. Please fill out the witness card form if you'd like to comment during the hearing. You can find a link to it on our website with this hearing information or in the Zoom chat. We're not going to address any comments or requests to comment if you put them in the chat, so please be sure to fill out that card. I'm going to call on each speaker and ask you to identify yourself for the record. Please unmute your microphone and speak into it so that everybody can hear you. I'm going to begin by calling on Alan Craddock, Chief Administrative Law Judge, to explain the rule proposals.
Good morning, Ms. Mace. My name is Alan Craddock. I'm the Chief Administrative Law Judge at the Division of Workers' Compensation, otherwise known as DWC. And I'm here today to explain DWC's proposed amendments to Section 130.102 of the Texas Administrative Code. The proposal was published in the Texas Register on August 29, 2025. The proposed rule amends 28 Texas Administrative Code Section 130.102 concerning eligibility for supplemental income benefits, otherwise known as SIBs. Section 130.102 implements Texas Labor Code Section 408.1415, which sets standards for SIBs recipients to demonstrate an active effort to get employment. The amendments are necessary to align the rule with the statutory text. We posted an informal working draft in April of 2025. We considered the comments we received at the meetings and on the informal drafts when drafting the proposal. The proposed rule is necessary to align the rule text with the statutory text. It adds a reference to submitting job applications to mirror the language in Labor Code Section 408.1415A3 and B2. It defines job application and conforms references to work search efforts. Amending Section 130.102 is necessary to eliminate confusion that has resulted from differences between the wording in the rule and the wording in the statute. The proposed rule is also necessary to clarify that a job application is submitted to provide an employer or its designated representative information about a candidate for a specific position, and that a job application may be a physical or electronic form or other document. This ensures that the application is directed at a specific position, is about a specific candidate, can be physical or electronic, and can be a document other than a form. Labor Code Section 408.1415 requires a person receiving SIBs to provide evidence to DWC of active participation in work search efforts through a vocational rehabilitation program or the Texas Workforce Commission, or an active work search effort documented by job applications submitted by the SIBs recipient. The amendments are also include non-substantive editorial and formatting changes that make updates for plain language and agency style to improve the rule's clarity. That concludes my presentation, and Ms. Mace, I'm happy to answer any of your questions that you may have.
Thanks, Judge. I don't have any questions, but next I'm going to call for public comments. Please state your name, the organization you're representing, if you are representing one, and state your position, either for with changes, or against. Our first witness is Paul Kelly. Mr. Kelly, you have the forum.
Thank you, Ms. Mace. My name is Paul Kelly. I'm not formally representing anyone at this hearing today. I have filed comments on behalf of Texas Cotton Generous Trust, and I expect I'll be filing comments for them in the future. But today, I'm just speaking on behalf of myself. I am for the amendments with suggested changes. Suggested changes would be specifically to change that the definition of job application be instead of to a specific job for the purpose of obtaining a specific job. And the reason for that request is that through experience of myself, experience of multiple clients of mine, and evidence we've obtained through litigation from other carriers and evidence that we obtained from other carriers informally. And those contacts indicate that since 2009, the agency has fairly consistently awarded supplemental income benefits to injured workers who are seeking jobs that they cannot physically perform, seeking jobs for which they're not qualified, rejecting jobs they are offered as a result of their job search, and continuing to file most prevalently online job searches quarter after quarter that never result, at least in their testimony, in job offers, and definitely never result in any job placement. The reason I'm suggesting that request is the statute clearly requires an active effort to obtain employment, and the difference, the distinction in this rule seems to set that aside and say if you file a job application, a document, and we're grateful for the change that it's now a job application is considered to be a document, but a job application and it's for a job, that's the end of our inquiry. We expect, and I expect, that that will continue to be the practice of the agency as it has been since 2009. And I think the statute actually requires an active effort to obtain employment and not an active effort to demonstrate a quote job search that will not result in employment. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Is there anybody else that would like to comment? I'm checking to see if we have any other witness cards filled out. It doesn't look like I have any more, but I'm going to wait just a second in case somebody is trying to fill one out. Doesn't look like we have any. So let the record reflect that all those wanting to comment have now done so. The comment period for this rule ends at 5 p.m. Central Time on October 6, 2025. So if you have any other written comments that you'd like to submit, then please go ahead and do so by that date and time. We'll consider all validly submitted written comments, all the spoken comments for today, before drafting the adoption order for this rule. Thank you all for participating in this hearing. This hearing on rule proposal for 28 Tax Section 130.102 is adjourned. Thank you.